Talking today with Tyler Norvell, the Oklahoma Youth Expo underway for 2017. Tyler, you got young people coming from literally all 77 counties. Going to be a great show again this year.
Yes, our numbers were again bigger than last year, and how it continues to grow, I'm really not sure. But, you know, we have over 10,000 head of hogs entered to be at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and then our numbers are all the same in the different species. But, yep, people are moving in, coming in like crazy. We start the Gilt Show tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., and we'll be showing animals every day through the 16th.
Tell me a little bit about kind of the lineup this year.
Yeah, we moved our Gilt Show from a two-day to a three-day show because we have so many entries now. So tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, 7:30, we start the Purebred Gilt Show, show purebreds and commercials on Thursday, and then all commercials on Saturday, while at the same time starting our Breeding Doe Show on Friday and Saturday, and then Heifer Sunday and Monday. And then all the breeding livestock will move out and all the market animals will move in. And then next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th, we'll be showing all four species all day.
And of course, you got a lot of other things going besides just literally the show. You got a lot of other showmanship competitions and the legislative event and just so many other things as well.
Yeah, there's so many activities going on. It's just nonstop opportunities for those young people between showmanship, the legislative show, some of our achievement awards through doing academic tests, and then how they do in the show ring and showmanship that is several farm organizations sponsor. So just nonstop opportunities, as I mentioned, for these young people.
It is all about the young people, and you've gathered, once again, a lot of money to award them for their efforts.
Yes, I expect us for the third straight year in a row to hit $1 million on our premium sale, which had never been done until 2015, and this will be the third straight year to do that, which I feel very positive about. Well, that'll happen March 17th. Then our scholarships are at $250,000, again, in scholarships awarded to these young people, and those already have been presented. Some of them will be won over the next 10 days through our breeding scholarship program, but we know those scholarships are there waiting to be received by the winners.
Right. Now, you know, the economy is not the best. I know that's been a challenge for you and the folks that work with you to get these sponsors to step up. But they still have a great deal of interest of sponsoring and getting behind these kids.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing and humbling to me, but we have not lost one sponsor over the last year that sponsors OYE. Now, some of them may be doing less money than what they've done in the past, but when they're tightening their belt, you know, we can tighten ours too, but they say we're still going to be involved. Times are tough, but we've got to support these kids because it's a great program teaching them so many life skills, but just as importantly, those are the kids we want to hire someday to come to work for us.
Tell me a little bit about, I know kind of as we get toward the end of the week, a couple of big events are happening on Wednesday, kind of a really highlight of the event of the entire Youth Expo is that kind of night of stars.
Yes, our Gilt Sale, which is like no other Gilt Sale in the country. The last couple of years, we've sold over 100 head of gilts for close to $500,000. And these young people take that money and go home. And, I mean, there's really an opportunity to make more money there than there is in the Sale of Champions. And yet they're learning how to raise ideal livestock and be agriculturalists. I mean, it fits the goal of the OYE as much as anything we do. And we'll send those gilts to probably 15 to 20 different states across the United States. And all the huge big breeders throughout the country will be at the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
One of the reasons you've got 3 days of showing gilts now, right?
Yeah, because the Gilt Show just grows. I mean, there's so much opportunity. A kid can buy a gilt, come to OYE, and then if it doesn't make our sale, because we sell 110 out of probably 3,000 gilts that are going to be there that show up, that's a very low percentage, but they can still go home and raise more gilt or more hogs from these gilts. Or there's a lot of gilts that are bought in the back that don't make the sale that go to a bunch of different states. So there's a lot of opportunity on our Gilt Show.
And a lot of these buyers, they actually come to Oklahoma City, don't they?
Yeah, well, there's a gentleman from California that has been coming to this gilt sale for 10 years and has built his herd and is just unreal how he's winning now across the country. And he literally says it all started at the Oklahoma Youth Expo Gilt Sale. That's where I started building my herd. So it's kind of fun to see that.
Okay, that's Wednesday night. Thursday, of course, is the kind of the culmination of all the showing.
Absolutely. Thursday night at 5:30, we will start our scholarship presentations for our academic winners, which are all the seniors. And then after that, we will have some special presentations like we've done the last couple of years. And then we will begin grand drive, hopefully around 6:30, and name our four grand champions.
And, of course, then Friday, Sale of Champions.
That's right. 4 o'clock in the State Fair Arena is our Sale of Champions. All of these events are open to the public, free of charge. And you know, come out and bring your family and see how hard these kids have worked for the last year.
Right. Now, for the folks that are coming in and exhibiting this year, any tips as far as, you know, maneuvering the State Fair Park?
Yeah. This first weekend, everybody come with a lot of patience because it is a big weekend at State Fair. Outside of the State Fair itself back in the fall, this will be the biggest weekend there because we always have state tournament basketball and OYE going on that first weekend. But this year we also have the auto show. So it is going to be just craziness with people everywhere. The next weekend, it ought to just be us on the fairgrounds, a little simpler for the week of the market shows. But this weekend, if you come to the State Fair and you're not going to be early, be ready to park a ways out.
All righty, Tyler. Thanks so much. Tyler Norvell, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Youth Expo, underway through the 17th of March. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.